Thanks for listening to this podcast of APA Compass, the Pacific Northwest's only Asian Pacific American public affairs radio show. Our collective focuses on issues relevant to APA communities and features an angry APA minute where listeners like you can sound off. We promote social justice, feature APA arts and culture, and challenge how APAs are represented in the media. If you have a story idea or would like to contribute, leave us a message on our Facebook page, APA Compass Radio. APA Compass airs at 9 a.m. on the first Friday of each month on Portland's KBOO 90.7 FM and at www.kboo.fm. Or you can download podcasts of our program at kboo.fm/APACOMPASS. That's kboo.fm/APACompass. Thanks again for listening.
I'm Sari Gametha, and this is KBOO Community Radio. And coming up next, we are talking to KBOO's very own Dime Roberts. Dime Roberts is a two-time Peabody Award-winning radio documentarian, specifically for the piece May May, A Daughter's Song. This feature not only won the Peabody Award in 1989, but it was the first Taiwanese-American story featured on public radio. She joins me by phone. With the audio documentary as the soundtrack, Dime Roberts has created a half-hour film documentary of May May, A Daughter's Song. Mixing live action, animation, and archival footage, May May tells the story of Dime and her mother as they travel to Taiwan together after a long absence. As her mother, Chuyin Roberts' story unfolds, she reveals the abuse she experienced when she was sold into servitude at the age of two and her hardship growing up during World War II. Dime, welcome to APA Compass.
Hey, Sarika. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Good. I've been listening to the show. The panel was pretty great, so I applaud you for that. That was a great panel.
Thank you very much. Before we get into the film, tell us first about creating the radio documentary. This was an intense personal story, and especially as the first ever Taiwanese-American story for public radio.
Yeah, I didn't really think of it then. You know, I was really exploring my identity for the first time. I had for years told stories about my mom, my biculturalism, and we didn't have the word bicultural at that time or biracial. And people were always, you know, kind of mesmerized and also surprised that I even revealed my identity. And so that was the first time where I thought, well, you know, it's so hard for me to talk about all of my stories that my mom told me, and I wanted to find out more. And it was hard for me to talk about what identity meant to me at that time. So I decided to create a radio piece out of it, got some funding, was able to go through an Oregon Arts Commission fellowship to Taiwan with my mom. And we spent a month there, and I thought it would be sort of a great, you know, mom and daughter piece, and, you know, try to find some harmony between us when we always had such a stormy relationship. And it actually got really bad. We fought like crazy almost the entire time. There were some good moments too, but it was really a painful time. And so what I captured was a lot of sounds of Taiwan, probably about 20 hours of recorded just ambience of Taiwanese opera, of street sounds, marketplace, any kind of sounds, you know, interviews with musicians and artists, and I recorded a children's choir, the Rongxing Children's Choir, and all, you know, I just let the tape roll. And for my mom, every time I tried to interview her, she would just yell at me. So I basically thought, well, you know, I know these stories and what she's told me, so I used an actress there, you know, to sort of narrate as Mei Mei or her. And Mei Mei means little sister in Taiwanese, which is a term of endearment. Actually, in Chinese, it's a term of endearment, too, for any little girl. And so, I decided to, you know, put it all together, came back. Took me almost a year to actually, you know, do it. And after that, my mom and I really hadn't, after our trip, we hadn't really talked to each other because we were so mad at each other. And it was really after she heard it, it was the first time that she was able to understand how I felt about us, about our relationship, about, you know, just being this collection of haves that I felt, you know, throughout much of my life. And it was groundbreaking. At that time, radio, you could, you know, mix sound and theater, drama, and, you know, personal narrative. And at that time, most people didn't do that kind of work. So it ended up on NPR, and it was on BBC and CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting and Australian Broadcasting, and it was quite successful, and it's been used as in training classes for audio for especially more experimental, adventurous, artistic audio, and you know, this is going to be the 25th anniversary.
Right, that was my next question.
And I just didn't want the piece to be lost, you know, and I thought, well, you know, let's turn it into a film. And so the whole film is basically a soundtrack for, I mean, the radio piece, my other phone is ringing, the radio piece is a soundtrack for the film, and I haven't changed any of the sound at all.
So how did you collaborate that with adding the, you have the audio track, how did you add the visual and the other forms of mixed media?
We worked with I'm working with a really great editor. She's a Korean American filmmaker who's a phenomenal editor too. And so she's been helping me to edit my family photos as well as historical archival photos and film footage that is out there. We've been kind of combing all the archives in Taiwan as well as you know, the archives here in America, and we're putting all of that together. And then we also worked with some actors that I've worked with Theater Diaspora, and through plays that I've stage plays that I've produced in the past, and we shot some live action footage recreating some of the stories my mom told me, and some of the stories that I tell in about my mom and me in Taiwan, in a studio, and we shot it at Mount Hood Community College's Integrated Media Program studio, and then I also hired a painter. Her name is Willow Zhang, and she does wonderful Chinese brush paintings, and so she created about 11 different pieces of artwork that we're using in the film that we're trying to give more of a 3D effect, animation effect to. And, you know, that's pretty much it, you know. It's a mixing of genres. But I think that because the piece, the radio
that
piece
must have
so
been
the, us, what I wanted to do with is to experiment with the film.
Well, that must have been a challenge, being somebody who's been steeped in working with audio for a number of years, to now add this other component.
You know, I was one of the first producers to start doing visuals with flash animation and slideshows back in 2000, and then making short movies with my radio pieces. And so I have been doing this for quite a while. I remember in 2000 when I was doing visual work with the audio work, I had producers, radio producers, tell me, "Why are you doing that? We're supposed to be doing radio. You're not supposed to show photos. You're not supposed to do slideshows. You're not supposed to animate, you know, what you have, what you've recorded meticulously on sound." And I said, "Well, you know what? We're moving towards a different multimedia universe." And so I have been doing multimedia work for quite a long time. It is challenging. You are right about that. This is the longest film that I've ever made. It's most of the films that I've made have been real short. This one is going to be at least 30 minutes. So the whole piece is about 26, but then we're sort of adding some quiet moments in it too. So it'll be at least 30 minutes, probably a little bit more. And that is a long amount because, you know, it moves. You know, you don't just linger. It's not a slideshow by any means. So I hope people will turn out for it on
right.
November 21st at
well,
8 p.m.
Right. There's the screening that is at, as you just mentioned, at Clinton Street Theater at 8 p.m. on November 21st for our listeners. But you have a screening that's happening today. You're about to leave for it, in fact.
Oh, that's right. I'm getting ready to go to Eugene for the Eugene International Film Festival. And I had previously entered a five-minute short version of Mei Mei. And, you know, they accepted it a couple months ago, but I said, well, you know, we're nearing production. Would you like a longer version? So we created the first 10 minutes of the film to screen and to debut today at 5 p.m. at the Valley River Center Regal Cinemas. If anybody in Eugene is listening, that would be great to see you there.
Great. And again, to remind our listeners, your film in its entirety will be screened at the Clinton Street Theater November 21st at 8 p.m. Our listeners, you definitely don't want to miss that. I was curious, how does it feel to use these different forms of media to represent what you experienced 25 years ago and you and your mother? How does that feel? What is that experience?
It is very difficult personally, you know. It was the hardest radio piece that I've ever created, you know, and it was one of my first documentaries. And at that time, you know, I was pretty naive, thinking I could put all everything personal into the pot and not have it affect me. It did affect me. For the longest time, I couldn't even listen, you know, to the piece. If people asked me to play it, I would just play, you know, I would start the piece and then walk out of the room, because for a long time it was difficult to hear it without bursting into tears. Now, my mom has been gone for about 12 years now, and I feel like in some ways it is a tribute to her, even though it is very difficult and it's very honest. It's been called brutally honest about a mother-daughter relationship. In many ways, it's still a tribute to her. So I've been combing through all these photographs that I didn't realize that I had, and now, you know, in digitizing them. And I don't know. It, you know, at times I remove myself. I wear my director-producer hat, I can remove myself, you know, a little bit personally. But there are times when I listen and I watch and I still cry, you know. And it isn't that it's always sad. It's more the sense of the honesty of it, about how difficult it is for mothers and daughters, or fathers and sons, you know, parent and child, to really bridge what divides us, you know. And in every parent-child relationship, there's something, you know, that is hard to overcome. And that's what is at the heart of the piece. And so when I think about that, and I think about all the times we didn't talk to each other because we were mad, and I go, what wasted years those were, you know. And so yeah, it does move me emotionally quite often. And I don't know, you know, if other people will be affected by it as I do. I hope that they will be, to a certain extent. And it'll be great to see it in front of an audience today, to see, you know, how it connects to people. I don't want it to be just my story. I try to universalize everything that I do. And I try to think about, you know, how other people can relate to, you know, material, especially if it's autobiographical or personal. And I hope that it touches, but it has been difficult, you know, going through photographs. What has been interesting too is to have actors sort of reenact these stories and playing my mom, you know, or you know, at different ages, and you know, that's been interesting too to see that, because it's a, you know, it's a different picture than what I have, but it's representational, and I hope that it connects to the audience.
Absolutely.
And kind of fun too, Sarika, you know?
Absolutely.
It feels like a new chapter in my career, if you will. And I really love that part of it. I love that creating something new, and it's been a challenge, and we're
definitely
still working on it. And, you know, we've got most of it done, but we still have a couple weeks before the big showing. So if people want to track the progress, we're building our website, and we have it up. It's meimeiproject.org, and it's meimeiproject.org if people want to check it out.
Well, Dimay Roberts, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me and for sharing these intense stories here with us at APA Compass.
Well, thank you, Sarika, and kudos to you for this show. I think it's a real blessing to the community, so I want to encourage you and the other producers to keep going with it, because it's really an important show to have.
Thank you so much. That's Dimay Roberts, radio documentarian, filmmaker, and host of KBOO's arts program, Stage and Studio. You can track her her film at meimeiproject.org, meimeiproject.org. I'm Sarika Mehta. Thanks so much for listening.